The Alaska National Guard is out with an accounting of rescues. The Guard reports saving 48 people last year and assisting another 12 to safety. Guard spokesman Major Guy Hayes says most of the calls involve medevacs or rescued stranded hunters, snow machiners, hikers, and pilots. Hayes says the 2009 data is just the latest in a National Guard search and rescue mission that traces back 16 years.
Since 1994, we've saved over 1,700 lives and had 720 assists.
The Alaska National Guard has flown more than 19,000 hours and logged over 1,700 saves as well as 720 assists since it began supporting Alaska Rescue Coordination Center calls in 1994. Hayes says the Guard's responsibilities have increased since the Fort Wainwright-based Military Assistance to Safety and Traffic, or MAST, program at Fort Wainwright ended in 2008.
We stayed very, very busy because of that. MAST performed a service that is no longer there, and so we've performed more medevacs, I think, over the last couple of years. We had medevacs going to different locations in the interior, and it's definitely probably increased the work that our rescue squadrons do out of Fairbanks and the Alaska Army National Guard and some of the rural communities.
Hayes says the Guard and other response agencies like the Civil Air Patrol have picked up the average of 2 calls per week that the MAST unit used to handle. He says the Alaska National Guard bases a search and rescue helicopter unit at Eielson Air Force Base Monday through Friday to support interior region missions.